Wrestling on the Biscuit, episode 26. We are back, Patch Train myself, with a weekly episode of the podcast. We're so happy you joined us, and we are so happy to be with you. We got some exciting stuff to talk about this week. But first off, yes. Pat's back home. He's back home in Mass.
Yes, I just had a nice little hiatus in Detroit, you know, home of Eminem. I was not on the 8th mile, but the 13th mile, which is much, much different than the 8th mile. I was in a nice, wealthy neighborhood. Everyone had big houses, a lot of millionaires. I wasn't used to that style. I don't have, you know, as nice as my studio looks, you might think I'm a millionaire, but I'm not. But yeah, I was out there filming my last bit of sketches. I tried to bank a lot up before I go into hockey season because I'm not going to have as much time. So I filmed like 6-7 videos while I was out there. And now I'm back here in Mass and prepping, doing the final preps for hockey season. Trav, what's going on in Sweden, man?
I'm doing well. It's afternoon. Supper time, dinner time. By the way, do you call it supper or do you call it dinner? Because as a kid, my dad always used to call it supper time. Be like, all right, it's supper time. Yeah. What are we having for supper? But like, as I've gotten older, like, you don't hear that anymore. It's like, what are we having for dinner? When's dinner? Like, what's the difference between supper and dinner?
I don't know. My parents also used to call it supper a lot. I call it dinner. Supper, supper, it's like the last supper. Is there a religious thing or maybe just an old-fashioned thing? Because if you did it in... If your parents are saying up in Canada, then it's not like a Boston thing. I always thought it might have been supper.
No, we sound so unintelligent talking about this.
Well, so supper is used especially when the meal is informal, one eaten at home.
Dinner, informal.
Yeah, dinner is more formal, I guess.
Oh, okay. So that makes sense because my mom would always do like an all-you-can-eat spaghetti buffet, a lasagna, take you to your room, go watch TV. That makes sense.
That does make sense because, you know, when we were at home eating pasta, my mom would be like with her Boston accent, you know, we're having supper, have supper. And then we would go out, you know, with other people, maybe having a fancy restaurant. All of a sudden it was dinner. We're going to have dinner. All of a sudden that Boston accent was gone more formal. So that does makes a lot of sense. Supper versus dinner.
I just imagine your mom coming down the stairs. Hey, Patty! Hey, Patty! The pasta's ready!
Dude, I grew up on pasta. I told you that?
Yeah, we got those McCain brownies. Yeah, the brownies. Dude, get your ass up here. It's getting cold.
It's literally all I ate as a kid was pasta. It was like angel hair pasta. It was 4 minutes in the pot. It's literally all I ate. There was no protein.
4 minutes on the clock.
It was great.
You ever had those McCain's, like those like brownie cakes that KFC used to do? They got rid of them?
No. Oh, I feel like I missed out.
Canada. That was a Canada thing, I think. They had like these really good like deep dish chocolate cakes you get at KFC. But I mean, you're also
weird
going to KFC.
Weird how there is those subtle differences though in like menus or names of things. Canada, like even names of brands, Canada versus America. It's like what gives, you know? I don't know.
Absolutely. A lot. It's a lot of differences.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you're coming up on the season approaching. We got about, 2 weeks, 3 weeks before you got to kick off. I'm already into the swing of things here. The thing that I found interesting, so for those that are listening and watching, by the way, we do a video version on YouTube. The high-quality video version is going up on YouTube if you're on
Super
the go.
Super high-quality.
Yes, we have legitimate cameras and mics. Mm-hmm. I see you there. I see you on YouTube. You're listening in the car. I can't see you, but I can hear you. I'm talking.
You guys should subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're really buzzing. We are buzzing.
And if you're not... I'm all up in your ear. I'm in your stereo system. Your 99 Suzuki, I'm in your stereo system right now.
What you didn't know is that when you do tune into our podcast, we actually get your, like, is it the IP information? Because of your Wi-Fi, it actually sends into, like, the region and gives us locations of where our viewers are. We will come to your house and do something dirtier, but we're just going to beat you up. I feel like someone might believe me actually that I just said that, but they don't actually show us your IP address. Don't worry, we don't know where you are. There was definitely some kids there thinking I might come for them. No, I won't. I won't. No.
Well, you have to say that legally because otherwise we're gonna have a lawsuit in our hands.
Yeah. Guys, I'm not coming for you. All right. No way.
Oh, the next Ted Bundy. He's good looking. He can podcast. He's got the serial killer look in his eyes.
Yeah. Oh my God. We'll leave him guessing. We'll keep him guessing.
You have to listen to the video version or watch the video version now. You got to see that look. As we get it into things, so you're coming up. We touched on this a little bit last week. Do you have a plan for filming, like for filming the hockey season. Because like for me, I broke the ice last season. I kind of go all guns a blazing with some respect mixed in there. Like we're not taking cameras in the shower and whatnot, but like we're gonna be filming some stuff. Everybody knows it. It's for the betterment of the team. It's for the betterment of the club. And there's a line. You have a game plan considering you're in the coast. And being honest, nobody from the coast has probably ever dealt with this before. They're gonna be like, "Who
No,
is this guy?"
no.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I figured definitely at least at first it would just be mostly me. I don't want to like I can't I don't know if I want to just be meeting a team and be like having camera like on, it'd be kind of weird. Like I definitely have to get comfortable to a sense before I start just filming at the rink or like in the locker room or something, you know what I mean? But I think with time that I could, be at the rink filming. But even to an extent, like I think a lot of stuff at the rink can and should stay off camera. Like I think in the gym it's nice. Like maybe I'm like working out after a skate or something, having the camera there. But I'm not gonna be in the locker room before, like, which I didn't do at Maine. Like in the locker room before a skate with my camera and shit. Like I feel like that's kind of the private time. But yeah, as I get more comfortable, I think more people could, be on camera. I don't know yet. It's the unknown, which is kind of always a little scary when you don't really know what to expect. But yeah, figured just go in and wing it and see what happens and just start filming my life like on my own first and then go from there. How did you adjust?
I always find if you break the cameras out kind of in that same sense of like you're doing you and you're filming yourself and you do it in a way where like guys will see it, like it's noticeable, so they pick up on it, they talk about it, but they're not actually in it. It gets them talking, and then they start putting two and two together. Oh, maybe I can pick up a couple Instagram followers if I do this, and then
You're
you kind of get, you know what I
right.
mean? You kind of get rolling from there.
Yeah, everyone loves a little clout, so when they see like, oh wait, actually he's getting a few views on this, then they'll be like, oh wait, plug my Instagram, It's a little different.
Absolutely. Speaking of bonding, this really has nothing to do with anything. So my commute has changed. Like when I'm going to the rink and I go to hockey, depending, I found this out. So on weekends it takes me 3 hours to get to the rink. On weekdays it takes me about two and a half because there's a longer gap in the schedule and the buses and the trains on weekends. And so I get on the bus on Saturday to pick up some extra ice, and I'm the only guy on the bus. First thing Saturday morning, dead quiet. And this guy gets in the bus, sits right beside me, shits his pants. I'm not kidding.
Really,
Just
like
absolutely,
just pooped, just had
just crapped his drawers right beside. And
Damn.
I just sit beside him for like 10, 15 more minutes before he got off. But I don't know what that had to do with anything, but it got off to a rough start for the week for me, or end of the week.
You found yourself in some tough shit and in a shitty situation there. Absolutely. I can't say that I've ever been around. So how did you know that he shit his pants?
I smelt it. What
Yeah,
do
but
you mean? How do I
it could have been a
know?
fart, right? Like you just what jumped to conclusions that he just dropped like a fucking log in his shorts, or
I assume the guy gets on the bus, he gets on at the front, and he comes right to the back where I am, sits beside me, craps his drawers. I'm assuming it was intentional. Like you could have
Oh,
sat anywhere.
you wait. He came on with full intention to shit his pants.
I don't
He's
know what his
like
deal was.
He woke up that morning, he put on his outfit and his shoes, and he was like, what am I gonna do today? Oh, you know what? I'm gonna go on the bus and shit my pants. Hopefully next to some guy, some bigger man. He came on the bus, he saw you, he's like, perfect. Goes on to you, shits his pants, and then just gets off at the next stop. Like every like any
Crop
natural
dust me and
human.
left.
Takes his underwear off, leaves it on the seat, and says, "Have a nice day, sir," and then leaves naturally. That's interesting.
Says to the bus, "Thanks for everything, man. You have a great day." I always
Oh,
tell them that whenever I leave. "Thanks, man. Have a
wow.
good day." They don't understand me half the time because they barely speak English, these guys. But that guy did the same thing. Dropped his drawers, put them in the trash can because there's a can that was at the door, and
On
got
the
off. And I
bus?
went, "What?" Yeah, they got cans on the bus. Yeah, they got
Wait,
everything. They got Wi-Fi.
did he you see him take his shorts off or
No,
pants
no,
off
no, no.
and put
I'm
them in the
saying
trash? He
hypothetically.
like winks at you. He's like, Don't tell anyone.
Thanks for coming.
How are you? This is my thing. Is this like some weird thing he likes? Like gets him going before he goes home to his girlfriend. He's like, man. Honey, what bus did you shit on today? Oh, it was a lovely one.
It was the 314.
I'm so horned up. Let me get ready. Let's get after it now. I just shot the biggest steamer on the bus, sweetheart. You would have loved it.
Cleveland steamer in the bus.
He's like, oh. Oh, honey, I shit out your meatballs this morning.
Hey, speaking of meatballs, my plant-based diet, I know you cringe at the idea of this, but it's been going well. It's been going really, really smooth so far with this transition to being plant-based.
Yeah.
So I'm...
You feel good? Feel better? Is it real, dude, or is it a myth?
I feel so good. Like the stuff Jonas Enroth was talking about when he came to the podcast, it was episode 16. For those that are going to go look back when we talked about it, Jonas Enroth, goalie for the Buffalo Sabres, Stars, Leafs, Swedish Elite League, and Orbro. He recently turned plant-based and inspired my decision to do this. And I've been 4 weeks plant-based. I eat cheese. I eat the occasional egg and honey. That's it. I'm not eating any chicken, beef, fish, pork, any of that kind of stuff, like actual meat. And dude, I feel so great. Huh. Like my sleep is solid. I wake up great. I get up every day at like 6:30, 7 in the morning. No problem when I'm getting up. It's really nice. I feel my energy levels are level now, throughout the week.
Now, when you say you have no problem getting up, are you talking about the bed or your junk and boner? Morning wood?
Both.
So your boners are better because of vegan life?
On a serious note, there's a lot of people that are going to cringe. That is an actual thing. Like when you go plant-based,
vegan.
Well, your sexual activity increases. Because like when you have, and you know, I should have told my nutritional specialist, Jamie Phillips, should have told him to come on the podcast, explain this. But basically when you have animal products in your system, your arteries, they kind of clog, they inflammate. And it makes it tougher for blood to pass through, which obviously when we're talking about sexual activity, you need blood passing through to make that happen. When you have plant-based, it does the opposite. It actually anti-inflames everything. Oh. So it makes blood flow go smoother, which is what got me really interested with recovery and generating more life or shelf life out of my hips and my knees and whatnot. And everything's been really good. My energy levels are consistent. I feel great at practice because it really has helped my commute to the rink because I'm going 2.5-3 hours to the rink and then 2.5-3 hours back. So obviously I have to stuff my face before I leave because I have to have like energy for the next 9 hours. I'm not going to be stopping at a restaurant because the bus and the train don't stop there. And I stuff my face as much food as I'm willing to eat before I, or as many calories as I can put in to my threshold before I go. And I don't feel like I need a nap. I don't feel like I need to sleep. I will say, because I've been working on a video talking about my transformation, transition to being plant-based. And I went to a burger shop the other day. I got a cheeseburger. I got a nice, big, fat, beefy cheeseburger. And dude, it was the second time that I had meat in my body since I came to Sweden. I had like a meat pizza first night I came, second night I came. And after I had the burger, I needed to take a nap. I needed to sit down. I didn't feel good. I felt like stuffed up. I felt inflamed, like in my stomach. I could feel it. Like I felt the difference because I hadn't had any for like a couple weeks. And then I went to practice and I was just slow, sluggish. The reactions weren't very good. And somebody messaged me the other day and said, depending on the blood type you have, now I'll have to call my mom and figure out what blood type I have because I don't know off the top of my head, but the blood type you have responds better or worse to animal products or vegetable products. Mm-hmm. So clearly it's working out very, very nicely so far.
Well, that is good to hear. I think I'm going to make a video now becoming a vegan as well, but I'm going to not actually become a vegan. I'm going to do it for a day and then give it up.
You know what you should do? You should make a video training like Kasmer Kaskasuo for a day. That'll bring in the views for you for 24 hours.
I just be like a day in the life like Casimir. And I sit there and I'm just like eating celery like, hello, guys.
Just the most bland voice.
Today I ate celery and then just like cut to the next scene. Like now I will be playing with my kids.
Now I will be charging $150 US for a podcast or telling you to kick rocks and pound sand.
That'd be good. I might start doing that Like we talked about that, like Jesse James West, how he would like live a day in the life like someone. I might start doing that in a more like take that idea because it works. Well, it worked for him, but and do it in a sarcastic, more sarcastic manner, which is kind of like what I'm good at, being sarcastic, I guess. So like say it's like Sidney Crosby. I'm kind of making like obviously he's fucking unbelievable and whatever he does works, but I taking a day and kind of like doing it in a making fun of almost way where I'm waking up and like Crosby's got huge fucking quads, right? So I'm like, okay, I wake up first thing in the morning I do is like 3,000 squats, like, and I just like jump in and start doing like fucking squats till failure because Crosby has that, and then like simply just do nothing because he has no like social life, no social media or anything. So like no one actually knows what he does. You can just have a real lot of freedom with it. Just kind of make fun of it a little. Have
Yeah,
you thought
that'd be
about
good.
doing more any videos kind of like that?
You know, I found so just mind-bogglingly interesting is the fact that when I do videos that are based around like NHL players or NHL
Yeah.
goalies, they're always dud videos. If I
Really?
post a video by myself, they put up views. And I don't understand why, because like in my mind, I mean, like I know I'm the one making the videos, but I'd rather watch a video about Matt Murray to watch a video about Carey Price, Jonathan Quick, Henrik Lundqvist than me. But I'm also tired of me because I have to live with me and film me and edit me and post about me. So I don't know, maybe it's something different, but
Yeah.
they're always dud videos consistently.
Interesting.
But Jesse James West has done a
He
amazing
did
job,
a
almost a million
well,
subscribers.
yeah. Well, did you do his style where he was like living a day in the life, like, and then he uses insert big name, you know, whether it was The Rock, Joe Rogan, Zac Efron, or whatever. Like, did you do it like that, or were you just like Carey Price, blah blah blah?
Just a video talking about them, breaking them down, discussing them. I haven't done like a living like, but maybe that's an idea.
I
I
think
would
it
have to find the
could.
info.
Because no, I mean, he it's worked well for him. I don't know if anyone else has kind of replicated it yet, which I like I talked about doing it, and one of my friends was kind of like, oh, like if you do that, aren't you just like desperate for views? But like I know I said this to you, I don't know if it was off camera or not. I think it was. Where but it's like, yeah, like but like isn't every YouTuber's goal to get views so you can have a, you know, successful channel? You know, like that's kind of the
Absolutely.
point. That's kind of the point of being YouTube. Like you want to bring people in, and then it's like, oh, I like this gets them in, but then it's like, oh, I like this guy, and then they stay. It's not like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, maybe they view the one video, but then they go on. But that's kind of like the point of YouTube, getting traction to your channel. So could be
Mean,
worth a
nobody's
shot.
posting videos. They're like, you know what? I want to post a video that just flops, gets like six comments. I want to have 150,000 subscribers, and I hope that video gets no more than 5,000 views. I really want that. That's what I want. Kane Van Gate. I have 40,000 subscribers. I love when I'm Kane Van Gate posting these shitty videos on my iPhone, raking in 2,000 views because nobody cares. I love when I have 50,000 followers on Instagram and I'm verified, and I can't get three people commenting on my post. And when I do, they're bots. Even the bots don't want to comment on his stuff. The
Even the
bots are
thought bots. No, you don't
like
even have
no.
thought bots, buddy. Kane Van Gate. You don't even have thought bots that
Oh
like,
man.
you know, comment fake sex things. They're like, hit my DMs. Oh my God, you stopped messaging me. You don't even
You
have thought
know what that
bots.
guy should do? That guy should quit YouTube, quit doing his BHL life stuff,
Yep.
and go be like a ring girl for the UFC or work at Hooters and just shake his chin around. You see that butt
Yeah.
chin? Just
Does he
shake it
got?
around like oh like one of those. Just shake it for me, KVG.
Yep.
Dance for me, boy. Dance for me.
That's right. Fuck you. Fuck you, KVG. That's it. We're not really we don't really talk shit about anyone except KVG now. That's like our one beef because like you know what? Fuck that guy.
And
He got our
Kaskisuo.
Instagram. Yeah, but Kaskasu is all it's all love. We're all friendly. We're just poking fun at his lifestyle.
He was in my live
But
stream today too.
KVG like that guy got our Instagram shut down because he's just a wimp. What a wimp of a man. What a coward. I bet
Ever
he
seen the movie
denies it
School of
too.
Rock? Hey, you ever
You
seen the movie
ask
School
him.
of Rock?
Yes.
Those that can't do, teach. Those that can't teach, teach gym. Those that can't teach gym, teach music. Phyllis, I'm looking at you. Same thing. Guy can't play. The guy can barely coach. Can't make a YouTube video on it. So you know what we're gonna do?
Yeah.
Come after the biscuit, fellas, because I got
Yeah.
verified because I was in a Bud Light commercial 13 years ago, and I'm gonna can your Instagram account.
Oh, him. Yeah, wait. Yeah,
Mwahahaha.
he's
Let
a
me
he's a
shake that
loser.
chin for you boys. Let
He's
me
a
shake that
loser.
chin.
Fuck that guy.
God.
I'm
You know what?
fucking hitting him with
I'll bet you, you know, like when you have like a bike as a kid and you put like a playing card
Yeah.
in between the spokes and it goes like brrr. I bet you if you put it between his chin and he shaked it, you get the same thing. Brrr, same thing.
He was definitely one of those kids who just like really, he probably got picked last in gym class or at recess when they're playing like football, soccer, basketball. They're not picking Cam Van Gate. You know, you're not
Picking
coming out the
him.
gate like, oh,
Picking
I'm
the
gonna
guy.
pick Kane today, or whatever the fuck his name is. Jelly. I'm gonna pick jelly beans today. Kane Van Jelly Donuts. No, you don't pick him first because he's non-athletic. You pick him last, or if you're forced to pick him, if all. You just, you know, he's one
No,
of
you
those
tell him
guys
to
as a
get
kid.
lost. You tell him take five and go in the sandbox. And when five is up, tell him to stay there.
And then he
Stay
goes
there,
and
boy.
tells the
Sit
he's the
down.
guy he's the guy who goes and tells the teacher on you, you know? This brings up a nice story. This is who Kane Van Gate. This is the equivalent, right? So when I'm in the bathroom, right? I'm in second grade with the boys. You know how it gets crazy. Like the class, you're in the line, there's the line leaders, and you kind of feel like cocky if you're the line leader. Then you go and you stop. Bathroom break before lunch or whatever, or after lunch. So everyone goes to the bathroom at the same time. You're in the urinals. And it gets wild in there for a few minutes. And I remember the boys with this bathroom break, we were like climbing the wall in the bathroom because we were like, oh, who can climb the wall best? Blah, blah, blah. So I'm like hanging. Some kid starts like slapping me while I'm up there and like whacking me. And I remember he whacked me, like kicked me or something in the nuts. So I got down and just whacked him. Gave him a one. Gave him the one. No, I gave him the two. I skipped the one. Whacked him right on the chin. And
Just a
then,
deadly right hook right through
yeah,
his
but it was
skull.
second grade. There wasn't much pop behind it, but I gave him a good fucking whack and he came and started trying to slap me.
Hammer fists,
And
Alex
he went,
Semin.
yeah, he did the Alex Seven. He was like, and I was like, what the fuck? Hit him again. And then we left. We left. And this kid, Sean. Little fucking Sean, little Kane Van Gate, goes up to the teacher and was like, when we were in the bathroom after lunch, I saw Pat punch Brian. That's Kane Van Gate telling Instagram, Instagram, I saw Pat and Trav talking about me on their podcast, and it wasn't me. I wasn't on there. That's the equivalent. He's the guy who told on you for scrapping, getting that the male testosterone out in the bathroom. That's who Kane Van Gate is. So fuck you, Kane.
You know, he's
He'll
probably so
slapper.
stoked
He'll
because
slapper.
when he was in gym class reporting you for like
Yeah.
hitting him or telling him to go beat it, take five in the sandbox and sit there for the next half hour, the teacher was like, Keith, you have no friends. You shouldn't be sitting there. And then he's just like, oh, just this defeated look on his face.
Keith, what did we talk about? Stop telling on all the kids. They're not gonna like you anymore.
He's
They
a
don't
Randall
all
from
like you.
Recess.
Then Kang goes and hangs out with the girls, but they don't like him because he's allergic to peanuts, you know?
Whoa, we got some people listening that are allergic to peanuts. Let's not go there. We were trying.
I'm allergic to peanuts. I can make the
Oh,
joke.
perfect, perfect.
Yeah. No, imagine we get to the point in life where you can't even make a joke about someone being allergic to something because it's so sensitive.
I
They're
actually
like,
had a
no, wait,
kid.
I'm allergic. I'm allergic. I can make the joke.
I had a kid I went to school with all throughout elementary school, even in high school. He was deadly allergic to peanuts. I remember one day I brought like an O. Henry bar into class, and you bet it was World War III. How dare you bring an O. Henry bar when you could kill Alan? Like, bro, I'm just having my lunch. Like, let me be. But here's the thing. We won't make fun of you for being allergic to peanuts. We will be making fun of you if you're Keith Vangelis, if you have a butt chin, or if you have a bush.
Yeah,
Right?
don't be stupid.
Now
Don't be
here's the
stupid,
thing,
guys.
folks. I want you to listen up. I want you to listen well. Okay? It's Halloween season. It's spooky season. It's pumpkin carving season. You want to carve your girl's pumpkin? Well, you got to start by carving yours first. Okay, look at this. 7,000 RPM motor, LED lights. So listen, late at night, you're having a sleepover. You don't have light. Just take this out. It's got a light. You see this? See this in the video version? You can see this. Look, there's a little light on here. So you can do it in the dark. You can do it in a cave for all you know. You want to go in like a bat's cave, like where they made the coronavirus in Wuhan? Good. You can shave your sack too. You can do a lot of things while you're down
Might as
there.
well.
Absolutely. Maybe shave the bats too. Give everybody a fresh shaving. They'll be feeling light. They'll be feeling fast, and you'll be good on your feet. Because here's the deal. Manscaped.com are the leader in men's grooming. Okay? Cutting edge. You got the lawnmower. And actually, I was lucky enough recently to get the brand new updated performance package. Now, Pat, take us away. I'm going to showcase to the video
Yeah,
viewers
please
the
do.
package. Yes.
Well, you just had me thinking about Halloween and the flashlight. The great thing about that is it doubles as a flashlight. It's like, so when Halloween comes around and you just carved up like a nice pumpkin on your bush, because you can do that now with the Manscaped. You can get really creative as you carve the eyes, you know, the scary things, and you have literally a jack-o'-lantern on your bush. And then you go and you take the Manscaped lawnmower and you go trick-or-treating and use it as a flashlight when you can't see as you're walking through. And then you run up and you steal all, when you know that's the best, when they leave all the candy out on the front door. You run up with your little flashlight, the Manscaped flashlight, steal all their candy, run away, go home, and then you enjoy all their candy while you have a nice, freshly shaven or trimmed jack-o'-lantern bush down there, all because of the Manscaped. You're having a better Halloween, and you can pick these up for 20% off using the code BIZKIT, BIZKIT. Go get yours now.
Check out this underwear. If you're watching the video version,
Manscaped.
the brand new updated Manscaped underwear. This is brand new. You can't even
Oh,
buy this
yeah.
right now at the time of me getting these.
No, you cannot.
They breathe, but you can soon. Just go to the manscaped.com, 20% off. Oh, sorry. Go to manscaped.com, 20% off, and then you're gonna use the promo code BIZKIT, BIZKIT. You get the underwear, you get a little bit of everything, and you get the best that money can get. Also, if you're going Halloweening, you can keep this box and put all your Halloween candy in there. So you get
You're
a
going Halloweening.
lawnmower, you get the ball, the crop preserver, you get the ball wash, get a little bit of everything, get the underwear, you get the shirt too. Look at this. Your balls will thank you, get the nice shirt and everything, get the lawnmower, and you get a box, you put all your Halloween candy. If you're watching the video version, you see, like look at how much candy you think you can fit in here, Pat.
Oh, so much candy. I didn't even realize that. Yeah, that can be a trick-or-treating box. So
There's a
order a
lot of
lawnmower
things.
just so you could get that. Yeah. We're
Endless
going to make Halloween
possibilities.
better.
As always, Manscaped is a sponsor for the podcast. If you want to support us, pick up a lawnmower. In all seriousness, I know we get paid to do the ad read, but if you want to support us, you can pick one up. Also, I've myself been working with Manscaped for, God, it feels like 6 decades now. It's amazing. Great product. And as always, thank you to Manscaped for sponsoring the podcast. So we talk a lot about Jake Paul, the MMA fighting, and we also talk a little bit about Nelk, the Nelk Boys podcast, been just taking off. I mean, Dana
Right.
White really
They've been killing
helped
it.
with that. Yeah. But they had Jake Paul on the podcast the other day,
I
and he
listened
was
to that one,
talking.
actually.
You did. So great.
I did, yeah.
Perfect. He was talking about how with Julia Rose, his woman of choice,
Yeah.
they will not bang for 2 weeks before the fight for
Yeah.
maximum testosterone to, you know, make sure he's not drained for the fight. I found that very, very interesting.
Yeah.
And the
Makes you
reason I
think.
bring that up is because you and I were kind of talking about like dinner dates the other, like last week.
Yep.
We'll get into that too. I wanted to, you know, pick your brain on dinner dates and whatnot. But I just thought that was kind of interesting that 2 weeks
It's
before he's like,
very.
no.
2 weeks is like a lot. He was like saying that he would, if he had sex the next day at training, his like coach would know. He would perform worse. He's like, "You had sex last night, didn't you?" And I'm like thinking, did you like if you would you not have sex 2 weeks before you play hockey again? Do you just not have sex the whole hockey season? Because that's the boxing logic, right? Or like I used to do, I wouldn't do it the night before a game. Would you do that? Or would you just say fuck it?
You know what? Actually, there was a girl that I was dating for a very short period of time, for a couple months. This is like 4 or 5 years ago, and I told her one time, I was like, "You know what? Getting into crunch time, performance matters.
Yeah.
Probably the next like week, getting none, getting nothing. I'm just gonna stay right here. You know, keep the lube at home, keep it in the drawer. Kleenex stays in the bathroom, and you stay away from me." And that lasted all what 20 minutes.
Yeah. No, I also like so like 3 out of my 4 years at Maine, it would I had like the long distance girl, so it's like when she was there, I would just be like, all right, I'm not like no sex the night before the game, like post game, Saturday, we can do it. It was easy system because it was just 2 games Friday, Saturday. But then the only issue with that is that when you play a hockey game and you're playing, I don't know, whatever amount per night where you're like really grinding, your testosterone goes low. All right. So then like sometimes post game Saturday, you're just like, oh, fuck. I can't. I can't have sex right now, even though I want to. I can't. And then you just it's a whole flawed system. It's tough. And then when I my senior year, I just wouldn't try to night before a game, because that would just be weird if I was looking to have like a hookup the night before a game, right? That'd be weird.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know if there's a real science behind it. If I feel like the only reason way it would like mess you up is if you like did it like 20 minutes before the game or something. Like within the hour, you sneak in the bathroom in the locker room before you go out for warm ups. You're like, hold on, boys. Like, or when the team goes out for warm ups, you show up a little late. You're just in the bathroom, busting one out.
Dog's gotta eat, man.
sorry, guys. Sorry, I'm late again. I was
You know what?
Just
Actually,
kidding.
that reminds me. I when I was playing AAA hockey, this is like God, it's almost like 10 years ago. It was almost 10 years ago last time I was playing AAA hockey. Anyway, I'm playing for one AAA team, and I'm sitting on the bench this night, and one of the guys, they're changing guys, whatever, and he comes beside me on the bench, and he's like, "Hey, Trav, just out of curiosity, like, did you crank it before you came here tonight?" I'm like, "No, why?" He's like,
"That's
well,
odd.
you can't go to war with a loaded gun, man." I'm like, Wait, what
the hell?
You can't go to war with a loaded gun, man. Like, why would you ever go to war with a loaded gun? You got to empty the chamber before you come here. I'm like, that makes no sense.
That
Like,
doesn't make
at
sense.
all.
Maybe he was talking about like the back end, like take a shit before, because I could see that. You don't want to let shit slow you down, but he meant the front end.
Yeah. I confirmed with him that he was talking about the front end, but this was also after he got benched for the night.
Oh.
So I don't know.
Interesting. He wanted you to perform bad. He was laughing.
He's trying to sabotage me.
Dude, I remember in high school there was this one kid I would remember him talking about it. He'd be like, "Yeah, I have to before every game." Like, that's how he talked. He'd be like, "Dude, like if I don't before every game, I perform bad. Like every day freshman year before the games, I would jerk off and I played my best season. Sophomore year, I didn't and I performed badly." It's like, yeah, there must be some real legit logic there. Like I can totally see that. There's science that backs that. Definitely start jerking off again before the game again. But for him, I feel like it was just a mental thing. Like he thought that he had to, you know?
Yeah, I feel
I
like
don't
that's
know.
the kind of guy who's like, I need to have 73 pieces of pasta in my pasta
Yeah.
carbonara, and I need one piece of pasta to be split in half,
Yep.
and I need 263 grams of cream in there, as
Yeah.
well as 2.5 chicken breasts cut into 27 pieces on my plate.
Yes. I actually just gave me an idea to make fun of like pregame superstitions, but I used to have pretty bad like OCD like that.
Still do.
Yeah, like I do to an extent, right? It's hard when especially when you're in like a competitive sport, like hockey or something, you like want to make sure you're feeling right before the game. So like you still, I feel like that's where the most like OCD will come out for me is like before a game. It used to be worse. Like I would stand there as like when I was in high school. I would stand there and like, if I walked in the door, I would like unlock and lock the door over and over again until it felt right. I was like, "Fuck!" And I like forced myself away from it. But now the only thing that I still do is like when I'm putting my skates on, for example. I made fun of this in my video. I made fun of myself, but like I have to like slide the skate in like until it like feels right because you don't want to mess with it before hockey. You know, it's like
Yeah.
that's the moment where you kind of the OCD will come out. Not healthy, guys. Not healthy. Try not
No.
to try not to do that. Just yeah. Know the difference between ritual and superstition. There's no difference. Don't let
There's
that
actually a great video on Braden Holtby talking about that, about ritual versus superstition versus like it's on YouTube. It's like Braden Holtby's pregame. It's a great video. Highly recommend watching it if you haven't seen it. It goes into like what he does and why, and then he's telling you it's
Yeah.
not a superstition, it's what my body needs to feel ready. It's a very interesting video.
Right.
But
I don't
I
know. I don't know about that though. Like the when they say like I always kind of laugh when the sports psychologist I've made fun of this once too. It's like they're like, whoa. Know the difference between ritual and superstition. And then they'll just like give an example, but they're both kind of like a superstition in a way, you know?
Yeah.
It's like you like eating. It's like, oh, it's like a superstition would be, you know, you have to have the barbecue sauce next to your chicken. The ritual is you eat barbecue sauce with chicken. And it's like, it's the same thing, but like, they're just like wording it differently. Like, I don't know. It's kind of, but yeah, there is a difference, but it's kind of funny when it's hard because it's hard to differentiate the two.
I gotta say, the media has done such a good job of like portraying like guys like Holtby and Hellebuck as just such like superstitious guys. Meanwhile, it's just like they have like a laundry list of things. Like, dude, I gotta get the shit done. I got a lot of things to do today before the game, you
Yeah, for
know?
sure.
Question for you. Have you ever considered doing van life?
Van life.
Yeah, you know what van life is or no?
Like the shoes, Vans? No, I don't really wear those much.
No. Like living out of a van.
Yes,
Have you considered
yes.
that?
I really, really want to go across the country in like a van or RV.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
I've thought about that like a couple times. I don't know if it's in my wheelhouse to get the job done because it's a long
Yeah,
trip
it's
and
tough. Yeah, it's tough.
you could also buy an RV too. Like that's
I
not in that
yeah,
budget.
I really wanted to do it last summer, but it was like I couldn't really afford it yet, you know? But it was like that was the perfect time. World was shut down. It's like, wow, this would be the perfect time to just go cross country right now. But
Experience
yeah,
nature.
financially, I couldn't really do it yet. But actually, that kind of relevant topic, going across country. Speaking of the girl,
That's
what's her
actually what
name?
I wanted to get into that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
dude, I'm laughing, but because it was just a weird, nice transition there. But the that whole thing is like someone's worst nightmare.
Oh, dude. Aunt, you know what? So my woman, she called me like 2 days ago and she's like, have you been seeing the stuff going on in Florida? I'm like, no, what's going on in Florida? And then she kind of gives me a little backstory. I start looking into it. I'm like, dude, this is fucked up. Like this is like I know my dad's gonna call me and be like, stop swearing. Like to my dad, if you have not heard about the story, like what I'm about to tell you, and to everybody listen, this is a fucked up
No,
story.
100%.
Okay, so well, unless you're living under a rock, because this is just blown up everywhere in the last like day. So girl and a dude, fiance, they're both engaged. Decide like they live in Florida, they're gonna do a cross country road trip. They're gonna go for the next 4 or 5 months and see everything the U.S. has to offer. Finish up in Seattle, Washington, or sorry, Portland, Oregon, and then swing on back down. Or was it Seattle? It might have been Seattle, but swing on back down to Florida. And so that they do this trip. They're like 3 months in. They decided to do the whole van life thing, like living out of a van, like picking up like a Dodge Sprinter, converted into like a home, like a really cool concept, especially for like a young person. Like Pat and I were just saying, like I think it's an interesting idea. You get a Sprinter, you spec it out to kind of you get your bed, you get your computer, you get all this stuff that you live out of the van. And you just need a shower every now and then. Really cool idea. And so they started a
Super.
YouTube channel. Well, I guess she started a YouTube channel, like the girl, and wanted to document it all. We're going to document the journey, how we live, all this kind of stuff. And I think she put up about 10,000 subscribers, give or take. Like over the like they only did one video, but. Picking up a little bit of steam. Obviously, it's probably from what we're about to get into, but they go for like 3 months or whatever, and then all of a sudden September 1st rolls around, and the dude, and by the way, the Sprinter van is not his, or it's not his, it's her van. He goes home, shows up in Florida with the van, and is like, "Hi, I'm home." They're like, "Well, where's Gabby?" "Oh, I don't know." "What do you mean you don't know? You were
It's
driving the
very.
van with her. You were on for 3 months, and you just showed up with her van without her. I don't know where she is." Like,
It felt pretty
okay.
obvious what had happened, and like, but did you see TikTok,
Yes, I've
dude?
been following this religiously for the last 2 days
Yeah,
because I
yeah,
want to get to
yeah.
the bottom of this.
People,
And
people are creating some crazy conspiracies.
yeah. So it's September 1st. The parents don't know where the daughter is, which that also kind of raised my suspicions. I'm like, okay, so. Yeah, I get it. They're engaged. He's the fiance. He's gonna be your son-in-law, but he just drove from Wyoming or Utah back to Florida without your daughter. Are you not a little bit concerned about like where your daughter? Like that's that's your kid, you know? And so they wait about 10 days. And I think I could be wrong with some of the information, but I think it was correct. So they wait about 10 days to file a missing persons report. And
It
I'm
was
like,
when he got back, because I think what was going on was he may have been texting from her phone.
yes. So he got back on the 1st of September in Florida. They filed the report on September the 10th. So about 10
Oh,
days
wait,
ago
he
or
got back
on the
on
1st.
September 1st? Oh, I didn't know that.
Because they weren't expecting him to come back. They were like the plan was they were going to go until like middle of October, Halloween, and then come back because they still had a couple more states to do and they were doing all these national parks. And he comes back. They wait 10 days. They file the missing persons report. They don't know where the daughter is. They can't, whatever. The media outlets start picking it up. They're like, where is she? Well, all of a sudden, this dude, now the media outlets are starting to pick it up. This dude takes off. Can't find him anywhere. Can't get a hold of him. The daughter's gone. He's gone. And so, long story short, FBI, everybody, they're trying to find him. The family, like the family of the husband or the boyfriend, won't give any information. They won't even call the girlfriend, her family, to let him know what's going on, or like it's just incredible the fact that like this is the way things are turning out. And then, oh, I'm getting emotional talking about this. They find the body last night. Well, they believe they found the body because like she's
Pretty,
been,
yeah, pretty sure.
but she, like she's been like breaking down, for, like the body's been breaking down for like over a month. So I mean, it's not going to be a fresh body, but they find the body,
Yeah, it's
and then
been a
like we,
few weeks.
it's like, okay, so now they found the body. And the guy wouldn't talk to the police either. That's another thing. They put the missing person report. Who are you going to ask? The fiance? Do you know where she is? He's like, I'm not talking to the police. I don't want to talk to anybody. Well, like, maybe I'm wrong, but like outside of your parents, you know what? Even forget about your parents. As somebody like you're dating, that should be the person that cares about you more than anybody else in this world. And the guy should be like, I'll do anything to find my fiance. Like, I propose her. I want to marry her and spend my life with her. And he won't, talk to the police to try to find her and do something. And he just, I don't know, he just takes off, goes wherever. Because obviously, like, I think he puts two and two together. They're on to him. They're going to find him. They're going to find the body. And now they're on a manhunt to try and find him. And it's like, dude,
Really fucked up.
like,
That's
what
like
is.
parents' worst nightmare.
I couldn't imagine. Actually, no, I sorry. I can't imagine. Like, you have a kid, you get engaged or whatever, like you meet the boyfriend. Listen, this is gonna be my son-in-law. This is gonna be my daughter. This is gonna be somebody that my child spends the rest of their life with. You and I are parents, can't relate to it. But you and I have met a lot of dads, a lot of moms who have been like, you get to know them, right? Like if I
For sure.
have a girlfriend's mom or dad, I have the utmost respect because I am now in a relationship with your daughter, and I want you to feel comfortable that like I'm gonna take care of her and vice versa. Like, I couldn't even comprehend the idea of like whatever happened happened and you whacked her. Like it absolutely you want to take it this way?
Well, you mean like how they were? Do you see like there was video of them fighting beforehand, and there was
With the
like
police,
marks?
yeah.
Yeah, that shit's fucked. I don't know. That's like a girl and a parent's worst nightmare. Like that sucks because like that's someone that she trusted and was engaged to. Like
Spend the
just
rest of her life
flipped on,
together.
just flipped on her. Like how can you? How does a girl like now? Like obviously, there's someone going to be having trust issues. Like. That's so fucked because like it sucks that there's people like that would do that. And there has to be some screws loose. I don't know, maybe there's signs beforehand, but it's
Did
like
you watch the YouTube video that she had posted of them or no?
I saw some clips and it looked all like good, right?
Just in love, like just having a good time. Like honest to God, I looked at the raw video, like right when like my woman told me about it, and I was like, damn, like I'm sure she's missing, she'll come back home, but like I kind of want to do this. This looks fun. Like the video she posted, I was like, this is fun, And then you see how it ends, and it's like they're so Michael Bisping, UFC fighter, has a podcast called Believe You Me, and they were doing a breakdown the other day. I love his podcast, by the way. Pat and I have talked about it off the podcast. Sorry to fanboy. But they were doing a talk the other day about men versus women's strengths. And you could have, a woman at 200 pounds and a man at 150 pounds, or a man at 150 pounds is a UFC fighter, and the man at 150 will just smoke the 200-pound girl. Like,
For
men
sure.
have this man strength that you just, women don't have it. Like, women don't, like, the strength that you are naturally gifted as a man between, like, Pat and I, or even anybody else listening, above the age of, like, 17 or even, like, 21, like, you have strength that women will never touch. And
Yeah.
in my mind, it baffles me. No, like no matter what happens, you would first off lay a hand on her and hit her or whatever you did,
Yeah.
and then whack her. Like what? Like
Yeah.
I don't fault the guy for doing it. I fault the parents because those parents did something when they were raising him that was really fucked
Maybe.
up. That because think about it. You don't act that way because you were taught to respect women, that you were taught to handle conflict appropriately. You
Yeah,
react that
it's
way because your parents fucked up somewhere along the lines raising you. Like every person that I dislike in my life, I don't dislike them. I dislike their parents because their parents did a shit job raising their kids.
It's typically when you find someone who is flawed like that or something, and that's it's a taught behavior. Like, I'm sure if you really look into it, or someone that knows him, I'm sure like there was some of that going on with his parents, where like there was some physical altercation, right? Because like for me, right, growing up, it was always like my dad was always from day one like, you never ever put your hands on a woman,
ever do that,
ever. And that was a taught behavior from day one that was just stemmed in my brain.
Even if she hits you too, like she hits you, okay, she hits you twice, let her know you need to stop this, but you don't hit a woman no matter what you do.
Yeah, it was always...
You can restrain her. If she's coming at you, restrain her, but you, like close the gap, like, make sure she can't attack you anymore, like, but you do not...
A bear hug.
Yeah, close the gap so she can't do any of that.
Just don't never hit back was kind of like the taught lesson, which... So obviously there's something missing, right? Like, or he's just a fucking born psychopath, but still that comes from something, right? Like,
have you seen the look in his eyes in those videos? He has that psychopath look in his eyes. Like, he looks, like, he's looking deep into his eyes. You can, like, you see that screw loose. I don't know if you saw that as well.
You have to do something like that. You can't just do that. Like, I don't know, but there's also these conspiracies. Like, I don't know what, you can't know what's true, but there was conspiracies that people looked into it, and they were like, the two of them were looking into, like all their recent like podcasts and Spotify shit was about like, serial killers and like murder, like all these like crazy things that they were both listening to. And there's like conspiracy that those, do you see how there was two other dead girls?
Yeah, out there? Yeah, I saw that.
That they got this like crazy taste for, and they killed them together. Or maybe that he did. And then she maybe was gonna like back out, like what the fuck? And then he killed her. Like kind of like that crazy conspiracy. Like, but it might be true. Like, why is there two other dead girls in the same area?
I did see that they were trying to link that, yeah.
Yeah. Very, very weird.
Crazy. It just, the underlying, I guess, message that like I wanted to talk about more so, and I don't, there's not enough time in the world to talk about this, but like, this world is messed up, man. Like,
oh, it's so fucked.
You know what? You think so about, like having a kid in today's society. I was telling this to my mom the other day. My mom might listen to this and call me, like, what the hell's wrong with you? Why would you talk about this in the podcast? Why would you have a kid 20 years ago, 30 years ago? Like, I blows my mind the fact that, anybody bringing a kid in this world, or even bringing a kid into this world in the last 30 years, like the shit storm that you put that kid, you and me included, into. Because I was telling my mom the other day, I was like, you know, let's be honest here. Like, you're on the back nine of the greens here. Like, you're going to be out of here in about 20 or 30, if we're being honest. Like, let's call it for what it is. You ain't living to 150, right? Unless you're, you know, a disciple of Christ or something. You're some miracle worker, right? Like, let's call it for what it is. You and me, unless, you know, we have a heart attack or something, because, like, I'm a big dude. I'll probably die before you, because big guys die faster than short dudes. It's a thing. Pat will live longer than me. I guarantee it. Quote this. Cut this out when I die before Pat does. But we got like 60 years, 50 to 70 years of this shit. And it's like,
you just don't know.
It's got to get a whole lot worse before it gets better. Sorry, that got way too political. Canadian election is today. Can you tell it's getting to me?
Is it today?
Today's today. Yeah. Do you like my mask you go. Down for that? We talked about that beforehand.
Right. Yes. That's
political
right.
Election. Gun control. You want to bring a gun into Walmart? You want to crack on this chastity book? Get Manscaped.
Yeah, no, but for sure it's something to it going on there that stems, and that sucks. But that's a nightmare for everyone, and hopefully change that can, I don't even know.
The part that really got me, like, you see the pain in the dad and the mom's eyes, and they're like, dude, I know they're doing every media outlet because they want to bring attention and get their daughter home, but like, the pain, you can see the pain in the dad's eyes. You see the pain in the wife's eyes, even the stepdad and the stepmom, because they're divorced and remarried. Like, just the overwhelming pain, frustration, and anger. And it, like, that's what got me really fired up and hit me at home. Sure. I was like, you know, whatever, just a missing girl. I'm like, no, dude, this is like, holy shit.
Yeah, it's fucked. Should we do we have time to talk about
Yeah, we got time. We got time, yeah.
crazy dads or whatever?
Crazy dads. Yeah, speaking of crazy people, let's talk.
Speaking of influence from or
let's
like
talk about one hockey related thing today.
Top, if we top do. Behavior or whatever. This kind of is a nice branch, actually, weirdly. But I was actually just talking about this with my mom. That's why I thought of it beforehand. But like, crazy hockey dads are a thing. Crazy sports parents are a thing. Crazy like sports dads in general. But it's seemingly growing up, right? It's like, it's not just my dad or just your dad. It's like, seemingly the trend was always that like, if you like played bad in a game, your dad would be mad at you. You know, the car ride home after. That's why I did that video, like car ride home with dad after a bad game. Because it would be hell. You know, you're like getting yelled at, like, yeah. Oh, you fucking, you were shit out there, you know, like, but there's also, it's like, okay, maybe it was weird. Well, I look at it and I'm like, that's kind of like, I don't know if I would get mad if my kid played bad, but then it's like, shit, maybe there's something to it though. Maybe there's something to being that like hard because it holds you to the higher standard. And I had this class at UMaine. It was called MAV, and it was a male athletes against violence. So you know, just for a good cause. But the teacher loved talking about like toxic masculinity and whatnot. It was classic. So she would be like, oh, like your dad's being like mad at you. But then like all of a sudden she like, we start talking around the class. Every single guy in the class dad was very hard on them about sports, every single one of them. And I'm like, okay, you know what, maybe there's a trend here. Like, maybe it holds you to the higher standard, and that's kind of like part of what brings you to that next level, rather than the dad being like, ah, you know, oh, you didn't play good, I don't give a fuck. Then you're not held to the higher standard, you know, you don't care, yeah. You think you're good. So it's like, there has to be some sort of like knowing, like telling that you suck today, and that's not okay that you did terrible. Maybe like the extremities, obviously, is where the humor comes into it, because there's some way too extreme hockey dads out there.
You know, the best example that I can think of is I was 12 years old, and there's this one kid, his dad was in the military, right? And he just moved, I think, from BC into Winnipeg. And we played a game, like we lost like 4-5-0. He finishes like -5, and he's crying, like ugly, like boo-hoo crying after the game, at 12 years old. And we're like, Keegan, like what's wrong, dude? Like, why are you so upset? And he's just crying. He's like, oh, my dad's going to beat me. He's just going to put my Jesus. Head through. I'm like, holy shit. And I was like we're all kind of huddled around, like the coaching staff and everybody. We're like, oh, like whoa, like, okay, if you're upset, fine. But like, we need to figure, like, your dad beating the shit out of you after, like, that's not cool. And long story short, his dad would just blast him up, you know, like, after a game, like, just a hard critic. The kid quit hockey at 14. I can't figure out why.
See, that's the that's too extreme. That's too, that's not okay.
You know, it's going to be even worse this year, especially, I don't know what the U.S. is like, but with Canada, you can't play hockey anywhere, junior, high school, club, AAA, anywhere, unless you're fully vaccinated. And we're not going to get into the vaccine debate, but what I will say, now that you've divided everybody on the vaccine versus non-vaccine debate and whatever else is going on in communist Canada right now, you're going to have some seriously crazy parents this year. Like, I think more than any other year, because, okay, do you have masks? Do you not? Do you have masks on the ice? Do you not? Does everybody have, like, all these rules and these regulations that they have throughout Canada? If you are a hockey parent in Canada, listening to this podcast, I'd like to say, if you're listening to it or if you're watching it, I am sorry. I feel for you. It's going to be a shit year, but it's okay. It's going to be over soon. What are we, September? You got 6 months, 5 months, 6 months, maybe less if they shut the season down. But it is going to be a shit year for you, for your kid, for everybody. And I apologize, because I couldn't imagine having to put your kid through what you're going to this season. It is going to be terrible. And 100%. I'm going to rub it in here. I love Sweden. I'm living and playing in the greatest country in the world, because I can do whatever I want. And I can come in the rink 2 hours before. I book ice when I want. I have a gym upstairs. Did I tell you the water slide park? I don't know if I told you this or not. We have, this last thing before we cap off here. So our rink is attached to a brand new expansion to the building, a gym, world-class gym. Like, it just opened like 2 weeks ago. They got racks, weights, treadmills, you name it. They got a swimming pool and a water slide park.
That's the ideal That's the ideal spot then.
And I'm not kidding you. When I say water slide park, I mean water slides that go around, looping around the outside of the building. Like we're talking like next level dollar baller water slide park.
Yeah, you're talking the full thing, the whole shebang, the whole
and
nine.
I got an all you can eat pass, baby.
Nice.
So I don't care that there's a 4'11" height restriction on the slides. I'm going down and I'm gonna vlog it. And I'm gonna go Friday afternoon when there's nobody in there. But you know what we're also gonna do is post a new episode every Thursday, 8 a.m. Eastern. Every Thursday, 8 a.m. Eastern, we have a new episode going up. Apple, Spotify, YouTube. If you want to listen to the video version and watch, look, I have a camera right here. Pat has a camera. He's got a high-quality camera. We're doing this every week. We want to get to 2 episodes a week. We want to do it throughout the season because a lot of people seem to like the podcast. Well, guess what? You tell your friends about our podcast. You tell them how awesome it is and get them on the podcast, on the Biscuit bandwagon. We can do 2 a week. Pat told me last night we're going to do 2,000 downloads plus a week. We're going to do 2 episodes a week. So share with your friends. Get people out there. We're actually almost at 2,000. We're just a hair under 2,000 downloads every single week right now. So get if you, it out there.
Yeah. Start listening, subscribe. And if we start getting like real loyal listeners, like you guys, get your friends in on it. Like we'll start delivering more. We might even do an exclusive page episode. You don't know. Absolutely. You never know what could come.
But anyway, we'll talk more about that next week. We are on a time crunch. I got to get going. Pat's got to get going. We thank you for listening to Slinging the Biscuit, episode 26. We'll see you next week on Thursday. Thanks as always. Talk to you later.
Bye.